welcome in. It's March to match day here at 92.9 The Game and off the woodwork as Atlanta United gets ready for game number two of the year on the road in Columbus, Ohio against the Crew on Saturday night. Now, broadcast for us, it will be on Star 94 starting at 7 o'clock with the Five Stripes countdown, kickoff at 7:39, and we will have an abbreviated full-time report following the final whistle to recap everything for you. Let's recap how we get here into week number five of the MLS season. What a win for the Five Stripes last week, a 5-1 demolition job of the Portland Timbers, led by Thiago Almada, 2 goals, 2 assists, your MLS player of the match day for the second time this season. He should be your player of the month in Major League Soccer. And oh yeah, by the way, he scored his first ever goal for the Argentine senior national team last night, following up a Lionel Messi free kick in Argentina's 2-0 win over Panama. It's been a pretty good week for Thiago Almada, just living a whole different life than the rest of us right now. What a performance on Saturday, and in getting your goal at a slam-packed Monumental in Buenos Aires. Whew. I just can't even imagine what's going through Thiago's head these days. It's amazing to watch. Great performances all around against Portland. Caleb Wiley had another big one with a goal and a great cross to give Yorgos Yakimakis his first goal in an Atlanta United shirt. Luis Araujo got on the board as well. Now, some of those names that I just said will not be in Columbus with Atlanta United. And no, don't worry, it's not injuries like we saw last year. This is international call-up season. Mentioned Argentina playing. Thiago is there in Buenos Aires. They play again early next week. Miles Robinson away with the United States men's national team. They play on Friday night against Grenada on the road. Then they're back playing in Orlando against El Salvador early next week. Yorgos Yakimakis away playing in UEFA Nations League performances, qualification games with Greece against Gibraltar today on Friday afternoon. Derek Etienne is away with Haiti's national team, Machop Chol with South Sudan, Ronald Hernandez with Venezuela. It's a little complicated at the moment because of all of that. So what is the lineup going to look like for Atlanta United in Columbus? Gonzalo Pineda spoke to the media this week. He was not giving away any secrets as of yet, so we'll just have to wait and see. We'll take some guesses at the end of the show and kind of give you what maybe the safest option is based off who's available. But as you know, on March to Match Day, you get to hear from the protagonists that are involved in the match. Now, sadly, Columbus does not post their match day or media availabilities. They don't post the video, so we're not going to hear from anybody from Columbus. If you're looking for a Columbus perspective of things, go back to Chris Duran's interview that I did with him early in the week. He is the Columbus radio play-by-play commentator, does great work. He's always a fun listen and gave some great insight on the Wilfred Nancy era in Columbus and how everything's getting started and kind of what he expects this weekend, because Columbus is missing Lucas Zelarayan. They are missing Milos Deganek, center back. They're missing their goalkeeper, Aloy Room. They're also missing, due to injury, Cucho Hernandez up top. So Columbus has a lot of questions in the spine of the team, as does Atlanta United. So very interesting game on Saturday night. There's going to be a few of these around the league with teams missing a number of players, over 40 MLS players called up for international duty during this March window. It is not ideal, but it is the reality you're dealing with, and that creates opportunity for others as they get into the lineup. One player who has taken advantage of opportunity so far this season for Atlanta United is Franco Ibarra. Started the first two games as the defensive midfielder in place of a suspended Santiago Sosa, and Ibarra has really put a vice grip on the position. He's been outstanding. Let's start our interviews from media availability this week with Franco Ibarra from Tuesday, talking about this week of training and what he's expecting.
No preocupación, no, porque tenemos un grupo muy muy grande que todos trabajamos igual el día a día. Sí sabemos la importancia de los jugadores que se nos fueron, pero nada, iremos a hacer lo mismo que venimos haciendo allá con los jugadores que tenemos.
No, I don't think there's any worry because we're all here and all the guys are working hard every day. So, of course, we know the quality of the players who are missing, but we're continuing to prepare in the same way.
Let's keep it rolling on March to match day and hear from Luis Araujo. He spoke to the media on Thursday and was asked about the mood, the vibe in training with the great start that Atlanta United is having. Here is Luis Araujo.
He feels like there's a new energy around the team to be first in the table.
Sí, sí, creo que sí. Es muy importante pensar ganando. Y mejor ainda ganando y jugando bien. Sin sufrir muchos goles atrás, marcando mucho en la frente. Creo que es muy importante. Estoy muy contento y muy motivado. Creo que la equipa está más entrosada, está jugando mejor. Creo que poco a poco vamos mejorando y tiene todo para nosotros hacer un gran año.
Yeah, I think the energy has been good. We're off to a good start. I think the team is playing well. We're scoring goals. We're not conceding as many goals. So I think we're improving. And of course, we're continuing to work on things.
Thanks, as always, to Justin Veldhaus of the Atlanta United Communications team for translating on Franco and Luis. You're going to hear more from them here in just a bit. But let's go to the manager, Gonzalo Pineda. He spoke on Thursday, and one of the topics was Luis Araujo, who has started the season in very good form, scoring goals, grabbing assists. Gonzalo was asked kind of what's different for Luis Araujo coming into the season. Here's Gonzalo Pineda's thoughts.
He's happier. He's happier. For some reason, he's happier. He enjoys every training session. I think he's one of those players that he needs to feel happy, strong, powerful, reliant in his physicality to produce what he's been producing for us. And we are here to help him as well to maintain that level of confidence and believing in himself, because we have a huge belief in him. We feel like he can be one of the best players in MLS for sure. And he's been proving that, I think, but everything comes from his happiness. And so we're working on that. I think he's getting better and better, and I hope still he can continue producing even more for the team, and then we will have some good attackers to move up front in the squad.
One of the themes of this week for Atlanta United is young players blending into the first team in training. With so many players away on international duty, there's been an opportunity for players from Atlanta United 2 and from the academy to train with the first team in a match week scenario. Now, a lot of these players spent time during preseason, but a match week's a different feel. A match week, as you're preparing to play, very different feel. Three of those players have earned short-term call-ups to the first team for this weekend: Nicholas Firmino, Alan Carlton, and Luke Brennan. I ask both Franco Ibarra and Luis Araujo about the young players, kind of in different ways. With Franco on Tuesday, before those call-ups had been announced, I ask him, as a young player himself, what he learned from his time breaking through at Argentinos Juniors. Ibarra had really just broken into the first team there during the Copa Diego Armando Maradona, during COVID, where you're playing behind closed doors. That was Ibarra's first extended run in a first team. So I asked Franco what he learned from the experience at Argentinos Juniors that he brings forward to today. And then after those call-ups were announced, I asked Luis Araujo about what the young players have added to training. Here's Franco first, and then Luis.
Bueno, aprendí fuera de lo futbolístico, aprendí a cómo entrar a un vestuario, ¿no? Donde hay muchos jugadores, de muchos nombres, de mucha calidad. Aprendí a respetar, aprendí a cómo uno se tiene que cuidar, aprendí los códigos que se tienen dentro de un equipo. Aprendí varias cosas. La verdad que en Argentina los jugadores más grandes te enseñan mucho, te tienen muy cortito. Si te dicen anda acá, tenés que hacerlo porque es así. Y nada, eso te sirve porque ganas más experiencia. Yo con 17 años ya estaba compartiendo plantel con un jugador de 35 y te hace madurar, te hace crecer y te hace ver las cosas de otra manera a un chico de mi misma edad.
I think I learned a lot off the field, so how to enter a locker room with older, more experienced players, big name players, just how to enter that locker room, the dynamics of a team, how to take care of yourself off the field. In Argentina, I think there's players like that on every team, and they're more experienced, and they're always telling the young players what to do. So you just try and learn a lot, because you're sharing a locker room with someone who might be 35 years old, you know, when you're still a teenager.
Sí, están muy bien. Están trabajando muy duro con nosotros. Reconocemos la pre-época. Son buenísimos jugadores. Nosotros estamos acá para ayudarlos no que podemos. Somos un jugador más experiente. Claro, ya pasé porque están pasando ahora. Nosotros también queremos ayudarlos. Están muy bien, están en el camino cierto. Tengo certeza que algunos años van a estar ahí para dar mucho orgullo para Atlanta.
I think the young players have adapted well to training. They're good players, and us as experienced players, it's up to us to help them. You know, as I've been in their position, so we've come up, and now we're here to try and help them. And I think they'll score many goals in the future for Atlanta.
All right, let's move it over to the Columbus Crew, and one player for Atlanta United knows Columbus very well, Miguel Berry. Miguel Berry played for Columbus before a trade last season to DC United. Berry had a great 2021 with Columbus. He was asked this week when he spoke on Tuesday kind of what his feelings were about this being a trip back home in some ways for him to Columbus to face the Crew. Here's Miguel, and then I followed up asking him about a player for Columbus who will be very influential in this game, somebody who I didn't know Miguel was that close to, Aiden Morris, central midfielder for the Crew. Here's Miguel about his feelings about returning to Columbus and about his friend Aiden Morris.
It's good. It's going to be good to see some of the guys, some of the staff members. So I developed a relationship with them, but for us, it's another game. It's another opportunity to get points. I think early in the season we've done well, and you know, I've been in this position before where you start incredibly well. I think last year with Columbus we started 8 points in the first four games, and it was a very good start. We had a very good feeling and didn't make the playoffs. So it's, we know we have to keep building, and obviously I'm extra excited because I have, you know, good friends on the team, and it'd be nice to score again there. So Aiden's probably my best friend on the team. So I met him in preseason 2020, and I think he'll tell you he had an awful time, and to see what he's done, finishing the MLS Cup that year was just incredible. Comes back, I was living with him that year. He did his knee, and he was just battled every day, worked incredibly hard, and I think now he's it's incredible to see him do so well. I hope he plays terribly in the weekend. I'll tell him that to his face, but no, he's an incredible player, incredible person. So I'm really proud of him as a friend, but also, you know, To see how much work he puts in outside of it is incredible. And I think, you know, people don't really know that about him that well, but he works harder than almost anyone. So it's really incredible to see him grow and perform on a weekly basis. And I'll be cheering for him every other week except for this week probably. So,
couple more on March to match day from the manager, Gonzalo Pineda. Let's start with this clip. This is in response to a question about the attacking movement that we saw against Portland. Now, I talked about this on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Atlanta United was called offside 7 times. That is the most in club history. 6 had been the previous mark. It happened once last season. Before that, it hadn't happened since 2018. Happened a good bit in 2017. I said that wasn't necessarily a negative. The timing has to improve, obviously, and that's something that was echoed by Gonzalo. But the idea that you're stretching the field helps create space for others. Here's Gonzalo Pineda kind of digging deeper into that idea about the attacking movement and the space being created.
Yes, absolutely correct. I think, again, it's everything is connected. It's not just when we have the ball, we're attackers and all that. It's, for me, everything is connected. When we are defending, when we are pressing, that's a good way to attack because you want to regain the ball higher on the field, and then from there we create chances. A bit from chaotic movements because the position is opened up, they open up to play, and then if we press right, if the timing is good, we can have a lot of spaces in that little transition moment. And Gigi helps with that as well. So it's a little bit of pressing, starting with that, and then obviously his movement you see a lot of his movements, yes, offsides, and we all see that stat that is not very, very good. But it's a positive, in my opinion, that we are making those runs. If the timing gets better, if they know each other better, if Thiago knows the timing of Gigi when he's going to run, if Gigi knows when Thiago is passing, when Luis is passing, when Amar is passing, when Santi, Ibarra, when all the players are activating Gigi, I think we're going to have a good understanding on how to stretch teams, and that will create more space for Thiago and Luis, and from there we are going to have more chances. So yes, I think it's a good repertoire for Gigi's movement that is going to help collectively the attacking side of it.
Last clip on March the Match Day. It is Gonzalo Pineda once again with his thoughts on what he's expecting out of Columbus with their absences, what their lineup, what their game model, what their style could look like, and some thoughts on their new manager, Wilfred Nancy.
Oh, well, we'll see. I mean, they're missing those pieces. We are guessing a couple, you know, combinations there. I have a lot of respect for Wilfred. I think he's a fantastic coach. I respect his style of playing, and I respect even more that he always respects his style of playing. He always wants to play. That's something I really respect from him, and I think he's going to do very well. In the meantime, he's trying to adjust to his team. He's putting different players in different positions at times out of necessity, because Cucho was out the last game, so how they adjust to that. Now they won't have Lucas El Arayan, they won't have the center back, the sweeper in the back three, so we'll see how they adjust. We are expecting certain formations for them based on their absences, so maybe for sure Nagby and Aiden Morris in the middle. Are they adding one more player in the middle to match our midfield? Are they playing more front three? Are they playing two? Are they maintaining the back five from the back if they don't have that important piece as a center back? So those are questions that we have, and we train a couple of scenarios with the team, making sure that we understand how to play against a team that don't know how they're going to play.
Thank you to everybody at Atlanta United, and thank you to all the folks who spoke to the media this week. Miguel Berry, Franco Ibarra, Luis Araujo, Gonzalo Pineda, Justin Veldhaus for translation skills. Thank you guys so much for being part of March to Match Day this week. This game in Columbus is an interesting one because of what the lineup will look like, because it is an unknown. You know, there were some unknown elements going into the first couple weeks because of Yorgos Giakoumakis, you know, coming into the team, trying to get that work visa, Derek Etienne coming back from injury. But now, after the game against Portland, you kind of feel like, okay, that's the best 11 right now. Well, that best 11 is not available. So what does Gonzalo Pineda go with against Portland? This is pure speculation because we don't really know. This week, we did see Mateus Hosetu return to training and participated as fully as I could see. He was there during the entire session on Tuesday, and he was there for the portion that was available to the media on Thursday. Didn't notice any issues with him, so Hosetu should be able to participate in Columbus, but is that from the start? If he is, I think the lineup becomes actually really easy for Gonzalo Pineda. Noah Cobb will slide in on the back line, paired up with Juanjo Porrata. Cobb and Porrata played together against Toluca in the American Family Insurance Cup. They played together at other times during preseason. Cobb has been with the first team from day one this year, and Noah Cobb, somebody that Gonzalo Pineda believes in completely. Other options would be probably Santiago Sosa or Andrew Gutman sliding inside. That would be a bigger disruption than sliding Noah Cobb in for Miles Robinson. That's my expectation, is what we see. From what I saw of training, Cobb looked very good this week. I think it was obvious that he was really kind of knuckling down, getting ready for potentially a big opportunity, potentially his first Major League Soccer start. Up top, I think it's an easy decision. It's Miguel Berry who replaces Yorgos Giakoumakis. He started the season. The motivation should be pretty strong facing the Crew and facing a lot of old friends for Miguel Berry. And like I broke down on Atlanta Soccer tonight against Charlotte, I thought Berry had a really good day at the office. He doesn't get credit for an assist, but he could have if there hadn't been a deflection on the Luis Araujo goal, because he chested it to Caleb Wiley. Really good first touch to spring Wiley. And then his run on the third goal is what opened up that space for Almada and Wiley on the backside of the play. So Barry understands the way that Gonzalo Pineda wants the number nine to work. And I think getting the chance to see Giakoumakis and his approach to it and how it fit this group, Barry will be even better this week in Columbus. So Barry for Giakoumakis, easy decision. I think Cobb for Robinson, pretty easy decision. The midfield is the challenging one. If Mateus Hosetsu is ready to start, I think it becomes easy because I think he comes in for Thiago Almada, but then Elmar Sadich slides up a little bit higher and becomes more of the 10. Hosetsu plays the 8, and Ibarra plays the 6, as we saw at the beginning of the season. If Hosetsu is not able to start, I think Santiago Sosa gets that start. He had a great game in Columbus last year, if you remember, at Golasso, and he should have had another goal that was called back. Still don't really know why. Sosa as an 8 is not the most comfortable role for him. I think he's a smart enough player to be able to play it, and I think he can handle it. Now, he's naturally going to drop a little bit deeper. The interchange with him and Ibarra will be very good in the pressing situations, as we saw with Ibarra and Hosetsu earlier in the year. That'll be very natural for Sosa to cover for that position when Ibarra goes. But I think on the ball, you're going to want Sosa higher up the field in those situations. Can he do that? Yes, I think he can. I think it's an easier fit for Hosetsu. And I think it's probably an easier fit for a Johnny Fortune. But when you get into the experience level on the road, it's probably more comfortable for Gonzalo Pineda to go with Sosa if Hosetsu can't start. If Hosetsu can start, I think the midfield is Ibarra as the deepest lying midfielder, Hosetsu as the mixed midfielder, and Sadich as the playmaker kind of role. Will it look a little bit more like maybe a 6 2/8 this week? Yeah, because Sadich is a little bit more of a deep lying player. Although, look, we see Thiago Almada drop very deep, but he then covers that ground. I think Sadich might be a little bit more of a deeper lying playmaker in this one, but that's the characteristics that individuals bring to these roles. You bring your personality to that position. And Amar Sadich is not Thiago Almada, and Thiago Almada is not Amar Sadich. There's things that they both do differently and both do very well. Same with Miguel Barry and Yorgos Giakoumakis. Same with Caleb Wiley and Derek Etienne on the wing, and Caleb has been a great fit. Same in the back, obviously, with Noah Cobb and Miles Robinson. Noah Cobb's personality on the field, I think we're still getting to know. So what does Atlanta United have to do to get a result here? I think it is the work off the ball. I think it is the movement off the ball that Gonzalo Pineda talked about. Miguel Barry especially. He becomes very, very important without Thiago Almada because of that movement. Because Luis Araujo and Caleb Wiley really have to step up here and take some of that absence of Almada off of the team's back and deliver. And those are two players who have delivered this season. They're going to be very big in those moments. Amar Sadich, if he's playing in that 10 role, yeah, more's going to be expected out of him in the final third. I think he has that ability to give that. The fullbacks, I think, become very important in the attack as well, maybe even more important than they are already in Brooks Lennon and Andrew Gutman, because we know both are goal dangerous, both create opportunities for others. They're going to have to get forward. So when those things happen, then when the ball turns over, Atlanta United's high counter-pressing becomes critical. And I do think against the Columbus team that will be missing their goalkeeper, Aloy Room, will be missing Deganek as the heart of that three center back setup. This is a Columbus team that's going to be a little off in terms of their build-up play. And Wilfred Nancy is demanding that they build out of the back. I don't think that changes this week. So there will be opportunities for Atlanta to create turnovers and go to goal quickly and maybe get some quick goals, quick opportunities. You can call them cheap. You can call them whatever you want, but they count just the same, don't they? And Luis Araujo, Caleb Wiley in those moments, Wiley as a natural defender, in my opinion, and Araujo as maybe the best defensive attacking player in the league, they become vital in those moments, turning Columbus over and immediately going to goal. That is the number one key for me in this game. I think that's where Atlanta United will win the game, is in those moments. Turning Columbus over, creating dangerous opportunities on those very quick, short transitions, and going to goal. I do think Miguel Berry gets on the board this week as well, and Araujo and Wiley play very significant roles. The question is going to be defensively, with a big change from Miles Robinson to Noah Cobb, and how Cobb handles the pressure. He's played extensively with Atlanta United 2 in USL Championship, starting at 15 years old. He's a player who's been groomed for this. He's a player with a very high ceiling. Carlos Bocanegra said it in the offseason that he sees Noah Cobb as a future U.S. men's national team player. I completely and utterly agree, watching him with Atlanta United 2 over the years. This is a huge opportunity for Cobb, but I feel like he is ready, and he will be a good pair with Porrata. I think Porrata's experience and leadership will be critical back there, along with Brad Guzan. You know, if this was last year with a younger goalkeeper, more quiet goalkeeper, it might be a challenge. But with Guzan, he's going to be like a caddy with a golfer late in a tournament trying to win for the first time. Brad will be caddying Noah Cobb through this match and talking to him constantly. And that'll be a very important part of Atlanta United's performance. I like where this team is after seeing them in training. I think there is a good combination of looseness and intensity when you see this team train. They go all out in every session, but they are obviously enjoying their time. They're enjoying their football right now, and hopefully they enjoy a trip to Columbus. We will be on the air at 7 o'clock on Star 94 for the Five Stripes Countdown. 7:39 kickoff, full-time report afterwards, all on Star 94, all on the Odyssey app, all on the Atlanta United app. You can watch the game on Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. Kendra Day St. Alban and Kevin Egan are on the call for that. Now, you can't listen to our radio call on Apple TV this week. That is for home games this season. That's supposed to change next year. You can listen to the Columbus perspective from Chris Duran, who is a great commentator. If you want to go down that road, you also have Kevin and Kendra. You have the game in Spanish as well. If you want to listen to Spanish radio, it's on La Mejor in the Atlanta area. You can also listen to that on the Atlanta United app. All the different ways to consume this game. And then we'll be back next week to get you ready for the Red Bulls come into town. Thanks for watching and listening to another edition of March to Match Day. Adios, everybody.